Hello folks, I am Vincent, this is Nerd One, and today I have some thoughts on, No Way Home. So sit down, buckle up, let's talk this through. So, in this episode, I'm freestyling, but it's really kind of some thoughts that are coming to my mind about the upcoming Spider-Man movie, No Way Home. And, we've known this movie should have come out last year, but, 2020 being 2020, it got delay upon delay upon delay. And so now it is scheduled for a December 2020 release with trailers and TV spots going on and, promo images and just the whole hoopla blah blah. And fine, whatever. I think I mentioned in the past that I'm not really looking or trying to actively find out any more promo material besides the final trailer they launched a week or two ago. But I have some concerns and some worries about the movie. And even though it's not even released yet, I have some concerns. And my concerns are that basically there's been so many rumors and so much hype on who's going to be in it, who's not going to be in it, what's going to happen, that I wonder if certain things don't come true, will it hurt the movie overall? And I know it's the highest pre-sold ticket since Endgame. Great. I understand the movie will probably be amazing and probably fantastic. It'll probably have a lot of ooh and ah and kind of OS moments and, all that. But there's just so many rumors of, Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield going to be in there. Charlie Cox is going to come back as Daredevil or maybe just as Matt Murdock. It makes you wonder if, let's say none of them show up, that it's just all been, Marvel and Disney kind of playing the field, playing the audience just to kind of hype the movie. Will it hurt the overall, image of, Spider-Man in the MCU, and B, just like the box office in general? Because, there's, fan images, like people doctoring images to, put, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield Spider-Man in the movie somewhere. Some are done well. Some are just like blatantly like, come on, dude. Like, it's your first attempt. Great. Good attempt. But, But also, there's supposedly a leaked image of Charlie Cox, talking to, Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock. Talking to Peter Parker and Aunt May and Happy Hogan, supposedly over, Peter's now brewing legal troubles as being a unregistered vigilante. So, it just makes me worried because, as the final trailer, came out and people have watched it, how many numbers of times, I'm not sure how many times I've seen it myself, you lose track for a while. They announced that, Tom Holland, Sony, and Marvel are all on board for 3 more Spider-Man movies, which I'm excited for because I'm tired of them recasting, Peter Parker and rebooting the franchise. Granted, each time they've gotten rebooted, it's been, slightly different. Like, Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man was darker, which I really wish they were able to pull that off. I would have liked, the kind of that little bit darker feel that was going on in The Amazing Spider-Man 1. I know number 2, they kind of lightened up a little bit with, the more comic accurate costume and all that. And then they rebooted again after The Amazing Spider-Man 2 kind of flopped. And now we have Tom Holland as Spider-Man. Really more, they kind of brought back the you know, brightful, cheery. I mean, it's Disney's MCU, so it's going to be, you know, brighter, happier. And, you know, Tom Holland's Spider-Man is more like the ultimate Peter Parker from the Ultimate Spider-Man comics. And if you haven't read those, they're really good. It's more down-to-earth kind of Peter Parker, but still, you know, that 14, 15-year-old kid. Read to the end. The ending is really sad. If you can figure out what the ending is from just what I said, you probably know already. You know. So, you know, I'm really happy that, you know, they announced that, you know, three more movies are on the way. Hopefully we can kind of, you know, with this, you know, No Way Home, put some major twist to it. And so say the next trilogy has maybe higher stakes, or, you know, maybe get him out of high school, you know, let him, you know, be Peter Parker, college person, college attendee, college student, whatever you people call it these days. You know, kind of get him out there as more of an adultish Peter Parker, and not, you know, get rid of the whole, like, teenager Spider-Man. I mean, it's fine. It works. But, you know, let's get something else in there. I know Kevin Feige came out the other day saying that when they started planning the Spider-Man movies, they really wanted to use, you know, villains that had not been used. You know, that's why we got Vulture. That's why we got Mysterio. This one, maybe there's a surprise villain coming in, because it kind of seems like Doc Ock isn't going to really be a villain. He's going to be more of an ally in this, at least for maybe part of it. So maybe we have some mystery villain that we don't know about yet. Maybe it's Mephisto. It's always Mephisto, isn't it? But, you know, with the next round trilogy, you know, let's bring in, yeah, someone else. Let's bring in, you know, Hobgoblin, or, well, maybe Venom. I mean, at the end of Venom, Let There Be Carnage, I mean, kind of seems like he's going to be coming over, which would be fine and cool. But, I mean, Spider-Man has a huge rogues gallery. You know, can we get a proper Rhino? I mean, I know he was a quote-unquote villain in Amazing Spider-Man 2, but he was more of a joke. So can we get, like, a real, you know, Vulture going on? Not real Vulture, real Rhino. So, but back to my original ramble, everyone. I just really, if you, dear listener, are listening to this, you know, I really hope we can get, you know, expectations on a more normal level for this movie. I mean, the trailer's fantastic. You know, it's really awesome. But I really want, you know, not making expectations insanely high for this movie. I really hope everyone who walks into this movie walks in with a level head. Because I know for myself, if I walk in this movie expecting this to be, you know, a Spider-Man trio, a Spider-Verse live-action movie, and all of a sudden it's just, you know, Tom Holland Spider-Man just, you know, going to town on, you know, Lizard and Electro and, you know, Sandman, and, well, it looks like he kind of gets his butt whooped by, you know, Doc Ock on the bridge. But then, you know, I won't be all too disappointed, because, you know, I love all the Spider-Man movies. You know, even, you know, Spider-Man 3, you know, Amazing Spider-Man 2, even though they're not the best of Spider-Man movies, they're still good movies. So, I think I've already done it in, maybe I haven't done it in defense of a movie for those. But, anywho. So, you know, I hope you, if you're going to go see this, you know, Spider-Man No Way Home, which I would recommend you do anyways, because, I mean, why not? It should be a fun movie, but go with a level head. Go in with, you know, that you know nothing about this. All you know is what's happened in, you know, Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man, you know, Far From Home, Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, and that's it. So join me watching Spider-Man, you know, No Way Home, and waiting for the oohs and ahs to happen. Because I know there will be a lot of those, oh, nuts and whoa kind of moments. And it's kind of shake, rattle, and roll you. But let's go in there and enjoy the movie for what it is and not for what everyone expects it to be. Yeah, I know it took me like, what, now 10 minutes or something like that to basically kind of say that little point, but darn it, I'm a man of words, I think. Kind of explains the podcast. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent, and this is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter at Nerd15. We are on Instagram at Nerd1 Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. But if you don't mind, please do share the episode, especially with this topic. I really want to get this word out there. So if you don't mind, whatever social media you have, hit it up, share this, you know, episode. I'll post a link on Twitter if you, where we may have found it before, you know, share it if you don't mind. But also like, subscribe, retweet, share your MySpace, your Foursquare, your Tinder, whatever you use. But until next time, stay safe out there, wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon, and have a great day, and bye for now.